Hi, this is Father Eric Arnold. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be reflecting on the readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter, May 22nd, 2022. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we bless you and praise you for the gift of your word. Please open our hearts and our minds to hear you now as you speak to us. Help us to find life and strength and hope and joy in your word today. Teach us so that all that we receive from you, we might put into practice in our daily life. Please hear us as we ask all these prayers in your name, Lord Jesus, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Bible is this great, big, awesome, amazing story of God wanting to be close to us. When he first made us, we're told in the book of Genesis that he would come down and walk in the garden and be with Adam and Eve. That's the way he wanted it. But after sin, when Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God and they separated themselves from him, he just came after us, pursuing us, not wanting us to be alone or apart from him. And so the whole Bible is this great and amazing story of God coming after us because he wants to be close to us. And there's some really amazing moments in this whole story where God just gets closer and closer and closer to us. Remember, after the Exodus, when God led his people out of slavery from Pharaoh in Egypt, God led them out in a cloud and a pillar of fire. That was the way that God let his people know that he was with them and told them, just follow me. I'll be there with you during the day in a cloud and at night. I'll let you know that I'm still with you in this pillar of fire. And the Lord led them that way for this long time through the desert. But then there comes this other moment when the Lord wants to be even closer to his people. Remember when he told Moses to build the Ark of the Covenant? And he told Moses, build it exactly as I tell you, and then I will come. My very presence will dwell in the Ark. It wasn't just that the Ark of the Covenant held the stone tablets with the commandments that God gave his people, but God himself, his very glory, descended upon and entered into the Ark of the Covenant. That was the way that he was letting his people know, I am still with you. Remember, all of the years they were traveling in the desert on the way to the Promised Land, whenever they would encamp, the Ark of the Covenant was kept in a tent of cloth. And that was the Lord's way of saying, even when you stop in camp, I am with you, right in your very midst. After they got into the Promised Land, then the Lord said, I still want to be with you, but in an even greater way. Remember that David built a temple for the Lord to dwell in. It was a temple not of cloth, but of stone, and it was big and beautiful and magnificent, and God came to dwell in that temple. And then David's son, Solomon, built an even bigger and more beautiful and amazing temple, and the Lord renewed his presence with his people, dwelling in that temple of stone, right in the middle of the city of Jerusalem. So you see what's going on here. The Lord keeps getting closer and closer to his people, from a cloud and pillar of fire, to an ark of the covenant kept in a tent, to a temple built of stone. But it gets even more amazing, because there comes this moment when the Lord says, I don't just want to be with you in a temple of stone. I want to be with you in an even closer and more personal and more intimate way. And that's when God came to dwell among us in our very flesh, when he was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. God coming to us not in stone and a building, but in our very flesh, when he was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is so awesome and so amazing and so incredible that God would want to be this close and just keeps getting closer and closer and closer to us. But now, in the gospel today, we hear this amazing, beautiful line from Jesus when he says to us, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." This is so amazing that God wants to be so close to us that he would live within us. But that's exactly the promise that Jesus is making. He's telling us, I don't just want to be with you in the cloud and a pillar of fire. I don't just want to be with you in the Ark of the Covenant, in a tent, or even in a temple of stone. I don't want to be with you just in the flesh. I want to be with you inside of you, living within you. This is so incredibly beautiful that God wants to be that close to us and pursues us and comes after us. And now, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he would come and make his dwelling in our very hearts. This is what I want to look at and just put to you today, this incredible, awesome reality, this truth, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, God wants to come and live within your very hearts. He wants to be that close to you. This is so incredible that he loves us this much and that we are so precious and important to him that he would want to live inside our very hearts. It's kind of mysterious because we don't completely know how he does it. And it's mysterious because we don't know exactly how he makes it so that our hearts can hold him and that he can come and live in us. But we know that it's true because he promised it. So this Sunday, this is the focus that I think the Lord wants us to see, that he really wants to be this close to us. Now, there's so many awesome things that come from this. Because God wants to be this close to us, this is an amazing reminder of how much he loves us, because why would he want to be this close to us if he didn't love us? But there's something else too that's important that I want to pull out, just one practical side of this. One beautiful thing, that because he chooses to come and be so close to us, this also means that we are never alone. Never alone. He chooses to come and dwell within our hearts so that whenever we turn inside our hearts, we find him there. We are never alone. No matter what may be going on in our life, no matter what struggles or difficulties we may be going through, we are never alone. The Lord chooses to come and live within us. And as long as we keep his word, that is, we live out his commandment of love, as long as we keep the doors of our heart opened up to him, he promises to come and live inside of us so that we are never, ever alone. This is really good news for us. Sometimes we can feel alone, even though there's so much going on around us, even though we can be super busy in life with all kinds of different stuff going on. There are lots of times when we may feel alone. But with this promise of Jesus, what's true is that we are never, ever alone. So this Sunday, let's thank God for wanting to be so close to us. Let's rejoice in the fact that we are never alone. And let's pray and ask him to renew and strengthen his presence in us, especially as we celebrate the sacraments, in the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation and the gift of the sacrament of the Eucharist. God renews and strengthens his presence within us. Let's ask him today to keep drawing us back to himself, that especially through reconciliation and the Eucharist, his loving presence within us will be renewed and strengthened. And that in that, we will know this beautiful, awesome truth, that we are never, ever alone. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for wanting to be so close to us. Thank you that in the power of your Holy Spirit, you and your Father come to live within us. Please help us to keep the doors of our heart open wide to you, to let you come in and live within us. Help us to live out the commandments of love, that our hearts might be a home that always welcomes you in. And help us to know that we are never, ever alone, that you are living inside of us, and that no matter what may be going on in our life, whenever we turn to you in prayer and look inside our hearts, we will find you there, alive in us, loving us, because you've chosen to make us your home. Please hear and answer these prayers, Lord Jesus, that we ask with confidence in your name, for you live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. You are God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family to grow in their own relationship with the Lord. And remember, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.